Today is the last day to register to vote in 12 states. And of course, this year, many more Americans than usual are voting by mail because of the pandemic. President Trump has incorrectly raised doubts about fraud and mail-in voting. And while our next guest doesn't buy those claims, he does say that in a close election, mail-in voting could cost Democrats the presidency. Derek Thompson is staff writer at The Atlantic. He joins us from Washington, as he does each Monday. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
So why do you believe that mail-in voting could cost Joe Biden the election if things are close?
Yeah, let me preface my answer by saying if things are close is an important qualifier. Right now, if you look at national polls, Biden is leading by an average of about 8 points nationally. That's not a particularly close election. And I also want to preface everything I'm about to say by saying that the president's claims that vote by mail is strewn with fraud, those are completely false. Fraud and vote by mail is about a 1 in 1 million occurrence. That said, the people that I spoke to, elections researchers at places like the Brookings Institution, told me that they are concerned, if not entirely panicked, that in a close election, having tens of millions of mail-in ballots could be a litigious mess, a legal mess. And that's because every single ballot in a close election in close states is going to be scrutinized. The postmark on the ballot, the signature, the envelope, all of it. And you're dealing with a scenario where you're going to be having lots of first-time mail-in voters who won't necessarily understand all of these rules. They might sign in the wrong place. They might not be able to include the right number of envelopes or forget to include the right number of envelopes. The post office might not postmark the ballot in the right spot. There have been already this year hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots that have been tossed out because they weren't filled in right. And in a close election, hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots being disqualified would, yes, of course, be a disaster for the party that is more likely to vote by mail, and that is Democrats.
Well, you know, it's interesting because what you're talking about is somebody actually voting by mail and then the ballot that they use being rejected after the fact. And you write that more than 23,000 mail ballots were rejected in the primaries in Wisconsin. That was larger than Donald Trump's margin of victory there in 2016. What has to happen for a ballot to be rejected? And do the rejected ballots tend to hurt the Democrats or the Republicans more?
So most of the time, absentee or mail-in ballots seem to be rejected for one of two reasons. One, because the ballot arrives too late to be counted, and so it is disqualified. Or two, there's something wrong with the signatures. Either there aren't the ballots aren't signed in all the right places, or the signature on the ballot doesn't match the signature that's on record. So signatures and envelopes and timing seem to be the biggest reason why these ballots are disqualified. To the second question, why does this matter more for Democrats? Well, it's two reasons. One, polls from August show that roughly half of Democrats say they're going to vote by mail. That's about four times more than the number of Republicans who say the same. Second, there's been studies looking at who is most likely to have their mail ballot rejected. There were two studies from Florida and Georgia looking at the 2018 midterm elections, and they found that young and minority voters were the most likely groups to have their mail ballots rejected. Well, young and minority voters are two groups that in the last few elections, and we should certainly think again in 2020, are more likely to skew Democratic. So not only are Democrats saying they're more likely to vote by mail, but also we seem to have some recent evidence that Democratic votes are more likely to be disqualified.
Well, are you seeing a change from Democratic officials in their messaging about this? Are they now moving to telling voters, hey, you know, if you haven't already voted by mail, maybe you actually should vote in person?
I've spoken to the Biden campaign about this, and I've read the reports from, say, April and March about what people were saying, governors were saying when this pandemic was hitting. And this is the distinction that I would draw out. Earlier in the spring, you had Minnesota, Virginia, Nevada, Pennsylvania, these governors and state leaders saying, stay home, especially if you're vulnerable. Please vote by mail. Now I would say it's a little bit more ambivalent. It's more about, let us try to provide you, the voter, with as much information as possible, depending on how you'd like to vote. If you'd like to vote by mail, we're going to give you as much information as we can to help you do that. But if you want to vote in person, either early or on election day, we're going to give information to help you vote that way as well. So the Democratic Party, I think, is more ambivalent on strategy and more about just getting accurate information there. I just want to be clear that my personal opinion is that given the observed difficulties and higher disqualification rates, not fraud rates, disqualification rates of mail ballots, my advice would be vote early, vote in person. Everything that we've learned from the last few months seems to suggest that voting in person is not as dangerous as we thought it was in the spring if you wear a mask and speak quietly.
Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
Thank you.